Good morning, Chris.
How are you doing? You all right?
Really well and excited for these three games this weekend.
Oh, wow. Can't wait. Specifically, we've got you on to talk Wigan Warriors. We'll talk about the other two games very quickly in a moment. But obviously, these games against Brisbane bring back lots of memories for you in particular, those games in the early 90s. There was the game at Central Park. And then, of course, I suppose the one that really sticks in the mind is that trip over to Brisbane in the summer of, well, our summer, their winter 1994. What is there anything particular that comes back to you from that trip down under, Phil?
Well, before I talk about the trip down under, I also have pretty strong memories of the 92 experience when we lost at home to Central Park.
And
I had a terrible game, and I thought to myself, if I ever get this chance again, I've got to try harder. I do remember a massive brawl with all 26 players involved early in the match, and I'm pretty used to fighting and didn't do a very good job that day, but I survived. I thought, well, if I ever get the chance again, I've got to do better. And luckily for me and the Wigan Warriors, at the end of the 94 season, we've played 46 games. I think Gary Connolly had played in every single one of them, so there was a little bit of fatigue in the side, but there was also a lot of fear because our two big guns, Kelvin Skerritt and Andy Flatt, weren't with us, they weren't playing, and we were a little bit scared in the dressing before the match. I remember there being absolute silence, and sometimes that can be a good thing, but I do think you need one or two voices. Nobody really was confident enough to speak, but we got out there on the field and had an amazing first half, and by the time we got in at halftime, I remember Sean Edwards was a bit more confident, did a little bit more of the speaking. So it was a very fast game, and obviously we scored early and got to a lead. We panicked a little bit in the second half. They did score, and we worried that they would come back. But I remember Jason Robinson scoring a fantastic try, linking with Fran Olbotica, and we just about held on for the win.
Yeah, a memorable night. And what about the flight home? What do you remember about that? I'd imagine there was a little bit of partying to be done. So I'd imagine a long flight was made even longer, was it?
Well, we did have a good night. In fact, we had that good a time that about 10 of us went to Sydney and stayed for another week. Myself and Joe Lydon and a few others went down there. So the ones who didn't have wives who demanded they come straight home enjoyed it and had a protracted post-match and enjoyable drink.
Brilliant.
So it was a great week, not just a great night.
What a scene. Phil, really appreciate your time on the show this morning. Thanks. Enjoy the games this weekend. What do you reckon? Are you looking at an English clean sweep here or some close calls? What do you reckon?
Oh, fingers crossed for three home wins, but yeah. I'm not sure. As long as they're great games, and that's what we want, really, to the best players to play against the best and put on the best possible match.
Go get your telly makeup on.
Thank you, will do.
See you later. Cheers, Phil.
Bye.